Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, this might be a little bit of a niche problem, but does anyone else feel like the times you actually try to put a lot of effort into your outfits, they don't turn out how you envision, and then the times that you actually don't try whatsoever, they look amazing? I feel like having that pressure to have the perfect outfit, and honestly just the pressure of your day and things being busy, planning your outfit around your day can just get overwhelming. I know I really struggle with that, and when I found out that Macy's all-new brand On 34th was designed just for that, for women like you, I got really excited. And you should too, because it's seriously the most perfect clothes. They're made for your body, your style, and whatever your day has in store. Each piece is designed to mix and match seamlessly with everything in your closet. You need a blazer from work to maybe after-hour drinks, pants with the perfect amount of stretch, a statement skirt with sequins. Seriously, no matter what you need, then On 34th is your new go-to. The biggest thing that's helped me not get overwhelmed when planning out my outfits is honestly investing in more staple pieces that are so universal. You can even wear them any time of the year. You can mix and match. You can wear them at work, and then you can, you know, go dancing with your friends at night, and they're just comfortable to be in all day. They form for your body. So if you haven't checked out On 34th, it's Macy's all new brand. And seriously, I really think you're going to find some amazing things that you love. I know I have. I'm not sure where you live, but the weather here in LA is starting to get a little more chilly, and I'm so excited for fall and to be layering pieces and stuff. So if you haven't yet, check out Macy's.com/on34th to shop On 34th now.
Pretty Basic.
Hello, guys, and welcome to a very, 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 very special and exciting episode of Pretty Basic. I am Remy Cruz.
And I'm Alicia Marie. I just realized we were so excited in the last episode, we didn't even introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I did pick up on it, but I loved it.
But guess who's here?
Guess who's here? Introduce yourself.
I'm Cal.
Hi, Cal.
And who are you exactly, Cal?
I'm Remy Cruz's fiance.
That's the first time you've said it publicly.
Yeah.
It was a slam dunk. I was like, layup, let's go. Yep. And layup.
dribble.
That was a good little reference. I love it. Well, Cal has joined us today. If you guys missed last week's episode, Alicia and I just divulged on her whole perspective of the proposal. In case you also missed it, Cal and I are now engaged as of 6 days ago today. And we figured Cal would come into the studio and give you his perspective on everything.
The past 6 days, I know it's been a whirlwind.
Six days.
People exclusive.
Exclusive.
Like, do you actually feel different? Because I know a lot of times it's like birthday times a million. People are like, do you feel older? It's like, do you feel like closer? Do you feel engaged? Like,
well, I don't have any bling on my finger.
I know.
But I will say, like, the couple days right after it happened, like, I just kept looking over and looking at it. And I was like, wow.
I'd be sitting there napping like this. I'm napping like this. I mean, so it happened on Saturday night. And obviously, we told all of our close friends, you included, who already knew, family, everybody like that. But we've been keeping it a secret until literally this morning because, first of all, we wanted a little time to ourselves to, like, decompress, process. I was telling her how right after it happens, you can like mentally and physically repair as much as you think you need. And then you're like in such a haze, like right after.
I feel like for him before though.
Yeah, that too.
For you after.
Yes, that's true. You after though, you were not okay.
Well, I mean, it was like, I mean, the day of, I was not okay.
Yes.
And then after, I mean, I don't know. It was like a weird kind of euphoria where I didn't really know what was happening.
It was like
was
the
real.
Ultimate come yeah. down. Yeah. Which I got a clip of it, and he was like just pacing, like,
"Oh,
oh
you mean?
My
oh,
God.
Yeah, like right after, yeah, yeah. Oh my God, yeah." I was like you said, it was like a come down, like super weird, like all of the stress from the last like month, it's over, it's gone, and I was just like, I don't know how to walk right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
it was so sweet, but we didn't announce, and we also found out a couple of days ago we got the People exclusive, which I told her how like that was my dream forever, and so we weren't allowed to release it obviously until People announced it. So we announced this morning at 9 a.m. But I woke up, I got ready, and then immediately came here and have so many like text messages to reply to and comments. I'm sure you too. And so I feel like I haven't even been able to fully like relish in people knowing yet because we've just been here recording. But yeah. I think like tonight, tomorrow, now I can fully wear the ring because I haven't been wearing it all week. I didn't wear it to Beyonce. I wore it to dinner on Tuesday and I was so scared I might run into someone, but luckily we didn't see anybody. Yeah. I've been feeling like I keep saying like the Bachelor and Bachelorette after they win and they have to go into hiding for months. But now officially we can be out and about. And I think that's when it's finally going to sink in. It's like when I leave the studio today.
It's right there.
Did both of you?
That's crazy.
I feel like we have so much to dive into. We have some fan questions on the Instagram. If you follow Pretty Basic on Instagram, we put on our story. So I'm going to ask you guys some random questions throughout this episode too of like what the fans want to know.
Love it. Ask them.
But I am curious. When did we buy the ring?
Like in March.
March. Okay.
Yeah.
What? First of all, great job.
Thank you. Well,
you
it was her.
So
you,
great.
You picked it out.
I did pick it out. So we went ring shopping in February. I think like on Valentine's Day or around that time.
Yeah, it was Valentine's Day.
And then, I've talked about this on the pod, but I knew you bought it because you texted me randomly after leaving the room. Like, hypothetically, would you get insurance on a ring? And I was like, so he's upstairs.
We've already been over this.
But so I knew you had it in March or whenever. I knew you ordered it. And so then I was anticipating it. Obviously, at some point this year, I thought it was going to happen in Japan. I did alert everybody in my life. It didn't happen in Japan. We've been over that one.
No, I'm so glad it didn't. I literally told her on the last episode, I was like, I'm so glad Cal took his time because I feel like there were so many brand trip opportunities. It's like, you're in Italy. Yeah. You can do it here. You can do it in Japan. But I'm so glad you didn't do it on a brand trip.
Yeah.
I know Remy was like, oh, this would be perfect. But it's like, but it's a brand trip.
Not a brand trip. And today you actually said something that I thought was funny was you said, I was telling Amanda who does my hair how I thought that maybe you were going to do it in Japan. But then you were like, well, you were really hyped up on the idea of Jesse being the photographer. So I couldn't do Japan, which will lead into our story. But there were a few non-negotiables that we just discussed that I really wanted for the proposal, which were please not at a restaurant. With like people that we don't know. And I really thought it was maybe going to be at a restaurant the last ticking hour. And then I really wanted Jesse to be the photographer because I'm not big into photos. And when I do take photos, I feel so comfortable with Jesse and he just makes me feel like very at peace. And he knows how I feel confident and things like that. And then also even more than that, you never take photos ever. And for something as big as that, it's so nice to have someone that you feel comfortable with doing that. So that's why I was I really want Jesse.
It's
those are like the two big ones.
It's such an intimate moment.
Yeah.
Like you want someone who can also just hype you up and you feel comfortable and like you want the photos to look good. And also side note, like we need to hype Jesse up for a second.
Yep.
One.
For real.
You were like such a star in this whole situation. Two, you have become such a talented photographer and I tell you all the time, but the world needs to know it. I'm literally looking straight into the camera, into your soul.
I hope he watches.
I hope you watch.
He will. I'll tell him too.
But truly, like, the photos turned out so beautiful. Like, I'm so glad that he was there and that you, like, I'm just so glad it all worked out.
Me too.
He was the MVP. He was the one that truly kept Remy off the radar.
He really did. Yeah. But let's get into, like, the everything. I feel like start from the beginning and we'll go through everything. So, like, when did you decide you were ready?
I decided I was ready, like, in the middle of the summer. That's why I was, like, looking for places to go. But, like, you know, there was a lot going on this summer, like, with you and just a lot happening and
forgot about that.
And August too was like a really busy month as well for you. So I was like, all right, well, maybe after like the come down of all of this chaos happening, like maybe it'll happen then. And I knew I wanted it to be like Santa Barbara. I feel like Santa Barbara was like a nice place to be at. Like, that's where, like, we had our first, like, kind of getaway together, too, with Daisy at that dog beach. So I was like, yeah, this will be good.
She's losing her mind. Yeah, we always reference, because at this time, it was our 6-month anniversary. We were still, like, very new to getting to know each other.
You rode bikes.
We rode bikes.
We did ride bikes.
We drove down there. We rode bikes. We brought Daisy. She was an only child at the time. And I put Daisy in the basket. And there was this one moment that we always reference, because Cal was biking in front of me, and I was biking behind. And I scream, and Cal looks around because Daisy had jumped out of the basket.
Oh my God.
But she was connected to the harness. And I knew if I stopped, like, she would swing. So I was trying to slow down as she's just hanging. And so I'm grabbing her. I'm freaking out. But like Cal always is like, it was just like the craziest sight.
Like, she was just like this.
I don't know what she looked like. I was just freaking out. And like that was like our first getaway, which is true. And we just went for a day trip. We came back that night. It's a very special place.
That's so funny. Yeah. Well, one of the questions was what made you choose Santa Barbara? And I didn't realize. I remember that story of Daisy, but I guess I didn't put two and two together that was in Santa Barbara.
Yeah. When I was in New York with Ollie for his birthday, Cal randomly texted me and was like, what are you doing the last weekend of August? But we were already planning on going to the Bachelorette. So I was like, oh, I'm busy. I'm going to be out of town. And he said, okay, are you free the weekend after? And I said, yes. And he said, cool, keep that open. So then I was like, it might be happening.
Obviously, it's different when you are actually planning to propose. But like, did each of you have a distinct memory or moment you remember when dating, when you're like, wow, this is my person?
Oh, we talk about that a lot, actually.
Yeah, I remember early on, like, we went to Disney for like the entire day together.
That's when you wanted to propose?
Oh, no, I just meant like,
but like in your head, in the moment, when you're like,
you're my person.
Oh, person. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, no.
We're not talking about proposal.
That was in the first year.
Yeah. sorry, baby. Go ahead.
You're good. Like that day where we spent like an entire day together and then we went to bed together and I woke up and I was like, yeah.
I remember that day I had planned a full day. We went to Disney. That was the first time you were on a vlog too. Oh my God. I didn't realize that was the first day, but I remember I was living in the my apartment at the time. And you were outside in the living room kitchen area and you were like in there and the vlog is still up. I was in the bathroom and I didn't want to introduce you to my channel, but we had been seeing each other for like a couple months maybe at that time. And so I remember being like whispering in the bathroom, like, guys, like there's this guy here. I really like him. It's like, he's outside. Like, I'm not going to show him in the vlog. Cause I wasn't ready to show him yet. And we went to Disney that day. And then that's when and then we launched with that photo too. Oh my God. I forgot.
Oh yeah. That's right.
I forgot.
Oh my God.
And then I drove us to Disney. We spent the day at Disney. Like Eli was there.
Wait, did you say launched?
Yeah.
Soft launch.
We did a hard launch.
What does that mean?
Like you post on Instagram, like with your significant other. We hard launched.
I didn't know there was a word for that.
I didn't tag you. Remember I was tagging you as you wish in the beginning?
Yeah. Wait,
what do you think a soft launch is?
Yeah.
I have no idea what the terms mean.
Okay.
Like soft launch means like probably, I would say like a hand holding.
Okay.
Photo.
Ding, ding. Yeah. Or back of the head. Okay. Like no face. Wow. No facial recognition. Uh-huh. It's
hard
true.
Launch is this, we are dating.
We hard
like
launch.
A tag.
You make it sound like a product.
Tag. It's true. We hard launch. Yeah. You are the product. But I remember we went to Disney, Eli, Ollie, I think even Shane was there maybe, or maybe that went later on. I don't know. We all went. And then everybody got to know you. Everyone loved you. And then I drove us back and we went to the Melrose Rooftop Theater. So we had like a full day. And I remember almost falling asleep on the drive home and being like, oh my God, like I'm going to crash right now. But you were so sweet and like bumping music.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's when like quarantine hit and it was just us in the house. And I had so many moments before that, but like a big moment, I was like, I would every day in quarantine, we'd watch three movies and I would fall asleep on him every day. Mm-hmm. And I like would look forward to waking up the next day to sleep on you again. And I feel like in that moment, I was like, I could do this for the rest of my life.
For sure.
Very comfortable napping position right here. She's gonna cry.
I'm literally so single. I'm like, damn.
Okay, wait. So when did you know you're going to propose in the middle of summer? And then when did you start like planning everything?
Basically that day.
Wow.
I mean, I'm someone that like, if I have an idea, I need to do it or I'm going to forget.
Yeah.
So I like started pretty much immediately like looking around Santa Barbara, like trying to find a place that was like worthwhile, like somewhere interesting. Because I knew that like it being more secluded and like private, I feel like that would be nice because I didn't really want to do a beach. At first, though, I was considering doing it at that dog beach. I was like, we can grab a place. Yeah. I was considering it. Because I was looking for places like right next to it. And that didn't work out.
Yeah.
But I found this spot. Like, it was in, it was actually in, what was it, like Summerlin,
yeah.
Yeah. And it was gorgeous. And like, there were so many like really pretty photos, and it was like a really big
estates.
Oh, yeah.
They're like huge. I watched that show Summerlin growing up with Jesse McCartney. canceled after one season, bring it back. But it was like, it's like a beautiful, slow, like really cute beach town. And so when he told me, actually, we were going to be in Santa Barbara, but I found this place in Summerlin. And when we drove up, there's horses and like, they're like 5 acre properties are stunning.
Oh, well, I knew because on the Find My Friends, I was like, damn. Well, first of all, I didn't know you could have a satellite view on Find My Friends because I was taking screenshots and sending it to Ollie, and he sent me his back.
Wait, really?
And it's a satellite view. And I was like, because he was like, she's in the garden. And I was like, what? That's garden? So scary. I do satellite. And I was like, oh my God, this place is stunning. I was like, the fountain, I can see everything.
I can't believe you guys. Continue on with your planning story.
Yeah.
I booked it, and then I immediately booked Jesse. I was like, because I know he's probably like priority number one. Like, if he's locked in, we're good to go. So I hit up Jesse, and he like kept it free for me. And like, we basically didn't text for a while after that, because I locked it in at like mid-July or something.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
I found out like pretty quickly that Remy hates surprises. Like, she hates not knowing what's going to happen. Yeah. And so I stopped doing it. I was just like, I'm not going to surprise her anymore. I'm not going to just like not tell her what our plans are. But obviously I can't give her the whole story about what's happening this weekend.
Yeah.
I forgot how much you don't like surprises.
I didn't even know until now.
Until, because I think, I remember when we first became friends, you had a few surprise parties and you were like, no, I knew, I don't like being surprised.
Oh, but don't remember that.
I remember that. But we weren't that close. And I think I forgot how much you don't like it until this. And I was like, no, this needs to be a surprise.
I
like
did something. Have a couple surprises. You're right.
And I was like, oh, but again, Cal was like, she needs to be thrown off. And I was like, we will do that at all costs.
No, you guys did a great job. Even like Ollie was being so, and like looking back now, so out of character. He was being so sane and normal and talking me off a cliff. And I was like, just so you know, if the roles were reversed, Ollie would be 50 times worse than I, because he hates, I know, we all know, he hates a surprise, because he gets really anxious at like what, not the unknown.
Yeah.
And I literally threw it at him. I was like, just so you know, I will calm down. But just so you know, if it were you, you would not. And he said, I know. So we're all aware. And again, I apologize.
What's really funny is that after the proposal, and we were telling like our friend, my friends and your friends, I remember I apologized to Mia for not telling her before.
Oh.
And she was like, oh, don't worry about it. That means I wouldn't have to lie to her. Like, but then I think back and I'm like, juxtaposing that with her and Ollie, like Ollie loved gaslighting
Ollie,
you so much.
You're like, so right. You're so right.
He loved every second of like gaslighting you and lying to you.
Even though he was being nice, I feel like he loved it the most.
Oh, he loved it so much. He just likes knowing. Like, he liked being able to know. Yeah. I think with yours, I understand the split, because it's so nice knowing, and it's fun to like be in the know and be able to throw them off and like have a little part in it. But at the same time, also, it is so much easier to not know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It really is. So I get that. I totally get that.
Like, I wouldn't want to know like a proposal was happening beforehand, because like, I would just be freaking out. I would be like, I might slip up somewhere. Like, I don't want anything to go wrong. So I was like, and in my head, I thought, well, I'm going crazy. Like, thinking about texting people, like, it took me a while to text you and Ollie, because I just kept freaking out. I was like,
it makes it official.
Yeah.
It's like more official than buying a ring. I feel like it's like, you know what I mean?
I had told Cal before, I was like, I would really love if you could tell my friends beforehand, because I know they would want to be included. Like, they just want to know. Mm-hmm. And I know he found out, he only told you and Ollie and then my parents. And that's like pretty much it, because he was like, my aunt didn't even know. Shane didn't even know. Like, he was freaking out so much. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I don't want anybody to feel left out. I don't want to make anybody like think that they weren't included. But everybody was so understanding and sweet. And they're like, he was probably scared shitless, which
also,
he was.
For me, I'm like, the reason why I wanted to surprise you so much with it is because I'm like, I want it to be what Cal wants it to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, if he wants help, obviously we're here, but it's not about us. Like, it's about, and it's not about you either to an extent.
Yes. No, and I agree
with
that.
You know what I mean? It's like we've seen so many like YouTubers have the picture perfect wedding proposal and all this shit. And it's like, it feels fake. It's like, you want it to be so from him. You know what I mean? And that's what on the episode you guys will hear next week, I was trying to get across. Did I DoorDash myself a breakfast burrito from Air One this morning? Yes, I did. My order is the spinach tortilla, scrambled eggs, no cheese, no potatoes. Okay, add turkey bacon. That's key. Also add green onion, mushroom, and spinach with the green salsa. Y'all. Oh, and mushrooms. Guys, game changing. Game changing. So needless to say, I am a little excited about this next sponsor on the podcast. Insert DoorDash. Seriously, we've talked about them before. We've worked with them. They're amazing. If you are looking to order anything to your door, use DoorDash. Also, obviously, this morning I ordered my breakfast burrito, but you can also order groceries on DoorDash. And I think a lot of people are missing out on that opportunity. What I personally like doing is over the course of a few days, adding stuff to my cart instead of making a list. And I'll just be like, oh, I need creamer, add to cart. And then, you know, in a day or two, I'll actually place the order. And it just helps me not to forget the little things. Or it's also perfect if you're having people over or if you're hosting and, you know, you forgot the dip for your chips or one simple ingredient and you don't want to run all the way back to the store. You can just DoorDash it and you can get it instantly to your doorstep. And with thousands of grocery stores to choose from, you'll find the best in your neighborhood and boost your local economy with each and every order. And you'll get exactly what you ordered, or you can even make substitutions. If one of those things is out of stock, then you can say, hey, if it's out of stock, get this one instead. And you can make it so perfect, or you can get a refund, but regardless, they'll make it right. So sit back and enjoy quality groceries just like you picked them out yourself. Also, if you haven't done the Dash Pass membership, I highly recommend it because you get even more value and you save on all of the grocery and restaurant favorites with $0 delivery fees on all eligible orders. If you can't tell, I am such a fan of DoorDashing things to my house. And also the other day I had to DoorDash a vacuum to my house. We kind of had a slight insect problem and I freaked out. And luckily, bless the DoorDasher who got that vacuum to me literally within like 40 minutes. So quick. You saved my day. DoorDasher. I just have to say thank you. Sorry for the tangent. But anyway, get 50% off your first DoorDash order for up to a $20 value when you use code PRETTY2023 at checkout. Limited time offer, terms apply. That's 50% off up to a $20, no minimum subtotal, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code PRETTY2023. Don't forget, that's code PRETTY2023 for 50% off your first order with DoorDash. Okay, you know something that I feel like I've just gotten more confused by as time has gone on, as new social media platforms have, you know, taken over? Skincare, beauty, like ingredients. I feel like now we have so much more information when it comes to skincare, but it can be so overstimulating, overwhelming. You feel like everything's good for your skin and then people say, don't do this. And there's so much just beauty jargon all around and it can feel impossible just to figure out what is actually good for you. And every time we have a sponsor for the pod, you know, we're able to kind of test them out before. And I got so excited because the Enki list is game changing, literal game changing. The confidence I have when I shop with it now, it makes it so much easier for you just to figure out what is good for you and your skin. If you're on socials, I know you've heard of the Enki list. There's literally one skincare brand that's on everyone's For You page right now and on their lips right now. It's literally gone viral. It's their Plumping Lip Balm. It's basically a natural way to get fuller lips without actually getting lip filler. And if you didn't know, the Enki list is an award-winning, science-backed skincare brand that has the right ingredients at an affordable price to get the results that you're looking for. I don't really struggle with cystic acne, but I definitely am always looking to minimize my pores, boost hydration, and just work on, you know, little fine lines, maybe even my tech neck. And that's the thing. Everyone's skin needs are so different. So regardless what your skin concerns are, if you just take their online quick little skincare quiz, answer a few questions, and you'll get a whole new skincare routine for under $30. Like in the skincare world, that is a steal, you guys. That is so unheard of. And you're going to find products with ingredients that actually work, like retinol and vitamin C, without breaking your bank. And right now, the Enki list is offering our listeners 20% off their purchase with promo code BASIC. Go to theenkylist.com, spelled I-N-K-E-Y, and use promo code BASIC for 20% off your order.
I want to hear about the weekend leading up. So you had booked Jesse.
Yeah.
You let them know a few days before. Mm-hmm. When did you tell your family?
I told them... It was in a call like in, I think it was early August.
Okay. Wow. Because
I was calling them pretty often, and I told them like then, I was like, yeah, we're going to Santa Barbara. I'm going to pop the question. And they were like, ah. So they were really excited. And obviously, like, they're easy to tell because who are they going to tell?
Did you see your mom's post about us?
I did.
Her caption was, yeah, congratulations to me.
Yeah.
She's Remy. Like, because I get Remy as a daughter-in-law. Yeah. It's really sweet.
But that would be you.
She is me. We're besties.
You guys have such good in-laws. You're going to have such good in-laws. Mm-hmm. And that's something I'm like terrified for. And it's like, it's so nice. Like, even that post, it was so sweet.
They love each other. It's perfect. Yeah. I love seeing your family. I look forward to it all year long.
You literally went to a Beyonce concert with his mom.
I know. I'm obsessed with
her. That's so rare and that's so beautiful. Oh, do you know what I mean?
I feel very lucky because I know in the movies, it's always like, not sure, but like, I love his parents. He loves my parents. Our parents love each other. They want to go on a cruise together. Talk about the sweet lady who rented the house.
Oh yeah. So I can't remember how I knew this, but she had like a lot of rules for staying at this like villa place. So we were talking to each other a lot about like what we can do, what we can't do. So I quote unquote reserved the place for the weekend, but I technically didn't have it locked in until like the renter lady was like making sure that I would follow all of her rules. And she had a lot of rules, but like they were very reasonable. It was just one of those things where I was telling her like, I would like to have a proposal here, but I know that there's like some certain things like with photography and like videoing, like if they're not allowed. And it also said like no visitors allowed. So I was like, okay, well, can like the photographer come for like 2 hours or something like that. And we were just going back and forth, but she was a really nice lady, but you know, she has her rules and everything. She just wants to make sure that they're going to be followed like to an extent.
I was going to say most Airbnbs are like, there's some that are just like, oh my God, yeah, do whatever, have a party. But then there's some places where maybe they'll rent it out for movies or something. Yeah. So I bet she did a full on background check on you. Like, who are you? Maybe. What are you doing? Why are you here?
Yeah.
Cause I told her that I wanted to do the proposal there and she was like, oh yeah, we get like weddings and stuff here sometimes. So like no worries on that. I just want to know like what your plan is.
Beautiful place for a wedding.
Right? Yeah, it was nice.
Oh my God.
It was really stunning.
It was just a lot of back and forth to make sure that I had a good plan. Cause she asked me what my plan was for everything, like to the dot.
She
like,
held you right accountable.
Away. And I was like, I don't have a plan yet. I don't know. I didn't know what day. I didn't know like what time of day or anything. So I just like gave her like, oh yeah, it's going to happen on Saturday at like 5. And she was like, okay, your photographer will be there for 2 hours, 5 to 7.
Wow. And then,
but like she was going to be very lenient on that. She just needed to make sure. Cause like it was a bigger property and we were only going to rent out like a room.
Wait, that probably didn't help like the pressure and stress. Like needing that, like
the clock, you
know
ticking.
What I mean? Yeah, it's like how long? What you're like? I don't know.
Yeah, and what's even more stressful was that Jesse and I kept talking about lighting, and that whole week before I was checking the weather for that day, like, and every day that week it said it was going to be sunny,
I
was like, okay, so maybe we can do it like around sunset or like even before because it looks like there's a lot of trees in the area, and then we get there on Friday and it's like raining and cloudy, and I'm like, what? It's just cloudy now. It's just cloudy here. Okay. But that actually made it work out because it looked really good.
For photos, overcast is the best. And I love not sweating.
So around this time is when Ollie texts me and he's like, how do we make it look like Jessie's in Tokyo? Because she is going to check Find My Friends.
I know.
So I was like, shit. I was like, oh my God. So we text Jesse and we're like, oh my God, like, what's the plan? Like, we need to do something. And I literally was like, I don't know what you're doing right now, but I'm willing to take your phone and drive to LAX just to show. You. And then Ollie could be like, look, hit his timer. And I'm like, me like holding it. I literally was like, I will do that if we have to. What is going on? And then I'm like looking through my camera roll of any possible Tokyo photos that I've taken.
That you're not in.
That I had never posted because I was like, fuck, did I post this one? Because will she clock that? Being like, wait, I remember Alicia posting this.
Never would have.
It's in her photo dump. I can't. I was like, I was just aware. So I was like, I definitely didn't post that. So I sent him like 12 photos, right? And I'm like,
I love that.
There you go. But still, we're like, the location, what do we do? He's like, don't worry. Like, I'll be in Tokyo or something. So I was like, okay,
weird.
Cool.
Weird.
I kid you not. Friday night comes around and I see Jesse's close friends and he's in the San Francisco airport.
That's right. It says,
stuck in San Fran on my way to Tokyo because of the pilot strike, which there is a strike going on.
Genius.
For one of
I didn't even see that
because
I didn't even look because I was so sad.
I saw that too. I was like, oh my God. He's thinking of everything.
Good. I'm taking him to dinner tonight, by the way, because I'm like, I'm going to take him out. We're going on the town tonight because you know what? I should do Nobu. I'm so excited to see him.
So I'm thinking, oh, he must have had a photo of him in an airport. And like, that's so smart. I go to my Find My Friends, I think to look up you or Ashley or someone else. I'm like, wait, I wonder where where's Jesse? It shows this bitch in San Francisco. And I go,
what?
What? Because I was like, wait, I also have him on Find My Friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? So then I go back to our chat with Ollie and Jesse.
Yeah.
And Jesse, he had sent a screenshot of his location, but I thought he Photoshopped it. So I didn't realize it was actually his location.
Yeah.
So then
I'm like, what? I don't think about it until the next morning. So Saturday, I look, I wake up. I'm like, I need to check Find My Friends.
Yeah.
It shows this bitch in fucking Tokyo.
He is a mastermind.
Instantly, I go back to where I'm like, Jesse, explain this sorcery. Like, what is happening? And he goes, oh, for $15, you can change your location on Find My Friends. $15
I love him so much. Truly, he was like, because my mom and dad, and I called Shane too. I called Shane right after I called my mom. And Shane also is like, even more than my mom and dad, Shane is the worst liar. Like, we can't lie to each other.
It just keeps going. Worst liar.
My family, because we're like, it's not that we're bad, we'll just overcompensate. Mm-hmm. And like, which then leads to being like, okay, you're lying. And I called Shane and I filmed it because I was laughing so hard because I was like, this has to be real because he was being so honest. Now I found out it was real. He didn't know because my mom told Lily and Lily was like, she was like, I have to tell someone. I'm telling you because I know Shane will tell Remy. Like, we knew.
Oh my God.
And so I filmed this conversation, which was so funny, but I was driving. And I was like, Shane, I think he's going to propose. And Shane was so like, he's like, I don't know, Rem. Like, I told dad to tell me if it happens. And he was like, dad didn't tell me. And like, we know that mom will probably tell you. So I don't think mom would know. Dad would have told me. And he was like, I don't want to get overhyped again. Cause like, I got so hyped up for Tokyo and then didn't happen. And I got so sad. So like, please, I don't want to get too hyped. Like, he was so sad.
God, everyone got so hyped for Tokyo.
I know.
I almost feel bad.
No, don't feel bad. It was fun. This is all fun. And so he was like, you got so hyped. And like, I got so hyped and we were so excited. Because Shane and I were like, holy shit, it's happening. Yeah. And we were like freaking out together. And so he was like the nail in the coffin where I was like, okay, like if none of my family knows, then it can't be happening.
Like, even though you still hope it happens, you're like, damn, they would know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, it still could happen if they don't.
That's the thing. I was like, my family made me really start to question. But then I had told Ollie, which little did I know, he was being a sneaky snitch and going and taking what I said and telling everybody else.
Sorry, Ollie's gonna hate me because I did. Let you see.
Oh no, I loved it. I love how it happened. But I knew for me, and I had told Ollie, I was like, little did I know, the last straw for me is Jesse. I was like, if Jesse's actually in Tokyo, then I'm gonna fully just like give up.
And can we just take a moment to realize for a mere little $15, there are some scum people out there cheating on their significant others. Like, what the fuck?
I didn't even think about that.
In college, one of my best friends she worked at we lived in Riverside, and she worked at the Main Place Mall. Like, which that's like what, like an hour and a half commute. Yeah. But, and her parents didn't want her to work there. I forget the reasoning why, but they didn't want her to work there. I think maybe because of the commute or like, I don't know. So, but she wanted to work there. And so she would change her location. And I don't know if this can still happen, but she would like make it look like she was at her house because she would change her Find Friends to read off her iPad that she would leave at home and be connected to that device versus her phone. So
what?
This didn't cross my mind when everything was happening. I truly thought he was in Tokyo.
What did you talk to Jesse about?
All of his...
It was Japan and everything. Was that all him?
That was all him.
Oh my God.
I didn't give him any ideas or anything. He just kind of did it. I didn't know that you had his location.
Oh.
Like, I was not made aware. I'm pretty sure he told me like a couple days before because he asked me to share my location with him. And I can't remember because I think he did mention it at one point, but like I was in too much of like a nervous wreck to like understand how to deal with that.
I didn't even know you could change your location.
Well, yeah, that's crazy.
I saw LAX, and then after that, I didn't check again because I was like, it's done. And then little did I know, San Francisco. Ollie did text me at some point, I think later on the day, like, hey, I just tracked Jesse and he's in San Francisco at the airport. And he was like, why is he there? And I was like, oh, he's probably just picking up his brother. Like at that point, it was fully out of my head. So I was like, oh, I'm sure he's just with his brother. It's fine. And then I think that next night or the Saturday morning, I checked I was watching Instagram stories and Jesse had posted a photo of Takashita Street. And I was just like, oh,
minutes before it was about to happen, his location said Santa Barbara.
Wow.
And Ollie and I were like, I didn't check. Do we tell Cal? Do we tell Jesse? Or do we just hope she doesn't like notice? So we told Jesse, we're like, turn your location off. And then he was like, oh my God, good call. And he removed, I think, just you, because obviously Ollie and I watched both of your locations for now.
You better add me back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the presence of an engaged woman.
Woman.
She's a lady. Woman.
Let me be your woman.
Woman, woman, woman.
So I'm sitting here recording this ad as a newly engaged woman who met their partner on Hinge. Now, I don't know what else could be a better ad read for Hinge than letting you know that I am marrying the love of my life, whom I met on Hinge. If you guys are not on Hinge, it is truly the dating app designed to be deleted. And they mean that because I deleted mine forever. Hopefully.
And what? No, don't put that out there.
Forever.
Also, I feel like what did it for you were the prompts, right?
Absolutely.
What was Cal's prompt?
I think that I liked a photo of him because I thought he was cute. And then he replied to one of my prompts. And my prompt was, I think it was like three things you can't live without. And I said, Chance the Rapper, puppies, and eating tacos on the beach. And he replied and he said, all three of my favorite things. Like, wow, you seem like the perfect woman. And I am.
Wait. I wish you could go back and screenshot that.
I know. I've tried to find screenshots, but I didn't.
Wait, you should ask Hinge if there's any way they have like a back anything.
Hinge, let me know. I'll blow it up at the wedding. But I mean, it stuck with me forever because obviously it was just great. And also the prompts are so amazing because you get to know someone so quickly. And I feel like it's a really good way to like weed people out, or you can start new conversations and it just makes everything a little bit more easy. Like Cal and I would go to Chance the Rapper concerts when we were like first dating. And obviously we have dogs together and we love tacos and the beach.
And the prompts just leave less room for confusion. Agreed. I feel like, especially I was literally on it last night and it was cool because some guys have they're looking for a short term relationship, but open to a long one, or they have I'm only looking for a long one, or even I'm looking for marriage. And it really helps you not get in a situationship
mm-hmm.
when you can read the clear sign in front of you. Although
you never know. Yes, the dating intentions feature is absolutely amazing. And I feel like everyone should just answer it honestly and will save everyone so much time. That awkward like DTR question, you know, that conversation of like, what are we? What are you looking for? And I just think it's absolutely amazing.
So download Hinge and share your dating intentions to find someone worth deleting the app for.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So we get to the house on Friday and we stop. We got a little Erewhon smoothie. We're driving over. And when we get there, the lady greeted us and she was so, so, so sweet. And she was like, I'm going to take you guys for a tour. And I was like, okay. So she takes Cal and I for a full tour of the whole estate of like, and is naming all the gardens. Like, this is this garden. This is that garden. Like, it's a huge property. Beautiful. Like, in every part of the estate is just like picture perfect. And little did I know, I found out later that the reason why she was like naming everything was because Cal had already talked to her and she had been like, I'm going to name everything. So pick which place you think would be best. And I'll tell Jesse to go there.
Yeah. So I didn't have to like go and meet Jesse and like tell him where to go and everything. And I asked her like, is there a way to maybe sneak him? Cause I didn't realize that we were only given like two parking spots on that property too.
Yeah.
So I saw the car go by everything and I was like, oh wow, she's like taking him way back.
She
directed them
nice.
Around and everything. And
I'm not
yeah.
gonna lie. What color is his car?
He didn't drive Silver. His car.
Gunmetal.
He drove in the videographer's car because he knew that you'd know his car.
Me and my friends. I was like, that's a car. Will she know that's his car?
I can't help that I'm an observant friend.
No, you're perfect the way you are, Remy.
Thank you.
But
good thing you're so cute.
I asked Cal when we got back, I was like, am I a control freak? And he was like, just the most beautiful control freak I've ever seen.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah. No,
it's not a bad thing at all.
It's okay, but we got there Friday.
So you didn't know the spot? Like, did you have an idea when you were looking at the photos online?
Well, I had an idea, but obviously I wasn't sure like how much we'd be able to use on the property. Yeah. And I couldn't just tell her like, I liked this photo, because I don't think she would even know.
Yeah.
So she was just walking us all around and then
so sweet.
An hour later, you're like, damn, it was a long tour.
No, I loved it. She was like, you could see deer here. And we were like looking for deer. Like we were loving it. It was so fun. The house was stunning. And she was so sweet. And she had set up like champagne and Hershey's Kisses and red roses. And I was like, oh, is it happening? Like, is it like, truly? Because at that point when we got there, I think I was like, 65, 45 at that point. Like, I think before I had talked to my family, I was like 99.
65, 35.
What did I say, 45?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Before I talked to my family, I was like 95.5. And then after everything and the Jesse of it all, and we got there, I was like 65.35. We went to dinner Friday night and then Saturday rolls around and I wanted to go get seafood at the pier. I was so excited to go do that. That's when you texted me on the way.
I told her, I was like, I was trying not to like text, and then I realized normal Alicia would text her. So I randomly was like, oh my God, like, do you think it's gonna happen?
I really I didn't pick up on it at all. And what's so crazy is Cal was so normal. Like, we went to the pier, we got like crab and like a lobster roll, and then we went to the aquarium. And then Cal had told me, like, oh, before we left, like before I had even talked to my parents, I asked you what the run of show was, and you said that Saturday we're going to dinner at 8. And I was like, okay, well, if he's going to propose, that's far too late.
Oh, yeah, so this is actually, this is a funny part. Because I have originally told you 8.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, that's actually when the dinner is happening. But I need her to be ready way earlier. So I didn't want to, like, say it immediately after. So I waited for the next day. And I was like, oh, I actually messed up on the...
He, like, comes into my room. He's like, hey, I'm sorry, I messed up the dinner.
Well, yeah, I tried to be nonchalant about everything because I know that you would think into everything. So I was like, all right, well, I just need to make it sound like
he's like, I'm going to take the L and make it sound like I fucked up.
Well, if you did it in that moment, if you had been like 8, oh, wait, actually it's 6:30, I'd be like, that was random.
Yeah. So I made it up that like I just got it wrong. It's actually like 6. Be ready at 5:30. And yeah.
Yeah. And so then you're like, I want you to take your time getting ready, like have your moment, like take your time. So I was like, okay. So we went to the pier and everything. We came back really early. And I was thinking in my head, I'm like, he's being so normal. You were so normal that I was like, everybody told me, Kim Tai, who I talked to before, Lauren, like everybody, Kaylee, everybody said like their fiance or husbands were so weird. Actually, I have to read you what Kim Tai said because she was being so funny. Also, Kim Tai sent us, she was like, flowers die. So she sent us a Mastro's gift card.
What the fuck?
I love that bitch. She texted me she's so funny. And she texts me, we were born Delulu. You'll know within the 1 hour when you get there. But also remember, he hates you and thinks you're ugly. Like, to throw me off where she's like, just remember. God. She's being funny. I was like, I hate you.
Delulu.
She's so funny.
Oh my God.
But when I got home, I started getting ready. I like did a full get ready with me TikTok ASMR moment. I did so many TikToks. I had started TikToks during the daylight too. And I took so long to get ready that I kept like extending. I was like, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. So I was ready like How much longer?
Oh, I took this into account.
Yeah, he did. He planned very well.
I was like, I told her hard 5:30, get ready. Guess when she actually got ready?
6:37.
6:15.
Oh.
And I was.
Sorry, I overshot it.
No, in my defense, you had to shower at the beginning. So that took some time off my 2-hour time limit to get ready.
You said you were going to start getting ready at 3.
Yeah.
And there was not even a hint of rushing. And it was 3:45.
Remember when I said I was going to go for a walk?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to go for a walk.
I was like, wait. Like, I thought we were in a hurry here. We have a dinner reservation.
I was getting ready and I was like doing a get ready with me. And I was like, should I bring the Birkin? I was like, I only have one day to be this extra in my life. I'm bringing the goddamn Birkin. So I clear it out. I put everything in there. I waddle out and I'm like, oh, can I put my shoes on in the car? Because usually I always put my shoes on in the car. Cal was like, no, you should put them on now. Like, can I help you? So I put my shoes on.
No, I was like, no. And I was starting to get really antsy. I was like, no, keep your shoes on.
You were really nice the way you said it. You're so nice.
Well, in my head, that's what I was like. I was like, man, I'm like, we need to go.
Question. Yeah. So you said he was acting normal all morning. Were you feeling normal? And like, what?
No.
Oh my God. I'm going to that. I'm going to hear your side.
No, I mean, I don't even remember how that day went. I remember eating. Yeah. I remember eating a lot of seafood, but like my stomach was in my throat all day.
God.
I thought walking's good. And then we go to the pier and we're eating and I'm like, this is great. I don't have to think about it right now. I can just eat this great food. Yeah. And
last bite, you're like, damn it.
And then we were at the aquarium and I was like, aquarium, good. Yeah.
Normal Saturday.
Yeah. And then she's like getting ready and I'm like ironing my shirt so much and I'm just like staring at it. I'm just like staring at it so hard. And then I'm like, oh, I need to move the shirt and keep ironing.
There's a hole in it.
Yeah. And then after I was done ironing, I was just pacing back and forth. I couldn't be on my phone. I couldn't like do anything. I was just like walking back and forth, like making sure Jesse was okay, making sure that the host of the Airbnb was doing okay. And yeah.
Did you leave the room?
Yeah.
I was in the bathroom.
I did.
Hey guys, I'm putting on my foundation now. Like the whole time. I didn't even know. I had no idea.
I walked out to see Jesse and Anton, the videographer.
Love them. Yeah. Yes.
And I just wanted to make sure they were good and like where they wanted me to go. Because they set up all these mics and stuff for the video.
The audio was good.
I know. He did such a good job. And then eventually I put my shoes on because you told me to put my shoes on. Mm-hmm. And we walk out. And to go left, you go to the car. And to go right, you veer into like the garden. Mm-hmm. And so right when we got to that fork, I started like walking. You're like, actually, we're going to go to the right. And so then I was like, oh, fuck, it's happening now. Like I was not prepped and I started getting so nervous and like awkward and uncomfortable because I like was so scared. And then we get up to the gate and I'm like holding my Birkin like this. And then Cal's like, I think you're going to want to put your bag down. I was like, I can't put the bag down. Like it's white. And he goes, I already said this in the last episode, but I was like, you were bending over and you're like, I thought you'd say that. And you pull out tissues and he lays them on the ground so I could put my bag on top.
Yeah. Cause I noticed the Birkin, whatever it's called, the fleece bag thing. So I already packed the tissues in beforehand.
Oh,
I was like, what am I going to do? Yeah.
You did great.
No, you did so
good.
He
did so well. Everybody, like all my girlfriends are like, that's when you knew. And so then he like walked me into the garden. You want to tell from your perspective?
No.
He can't. He's too scared to watch the video back. Well, did you even remember? Did you black out?
No, yeah. I get down on the knee and I ask you. And then supposedly she said yes. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I didn't even hear her.
Yeah.
I was taking the ring out and I was like, wait, did you say yes? And she was like, quiet. Yeah, I did.
Said yes. Well, he walks me over to like the spot. And so I'm like, oh my God, it's happening right now. And it's like in front of this beautiful bench, like greenery everywhere. It looks so gorgeous. I felt so confident in the dress that I wore too. Like I was so excited. And he's like, actually, you're going to go here. Like, okay, I'm going to flip. And he's like trying to position me. And he like grabs my hands. And I'm like, oh my God, it's fucking happening. And he's just looking at me and he can't get a single word out. Mm-hmm. He's like, like I think the clip was like 5 minutes long, but when you edit down, Whit edited it down. And when you take all the ums out, it's a minute long. I think less than that. I think like 40 seconds.
I was a bumbling fool.
It was so
No.
No, I mean, that's just how it appears. And I was like, yeah, just getting super emotional, super nervous. And yeah, and then it finally was over. And I could like move and like think and do stuff again.
It was so cute.
Wait, oh my God. It's adorable because the second you're like, whoo, it's done. She's like, it's starting.
Yeah.
I remember he starts talking and he's like standing and like just can't get anything out. I think the only things that I heard, because also I kind of blacked out and I was like, oh my fucking God, it's happening. You just said like, Remy, I love you so much. Something along those lines. And you're but like, it took okay, a long
it
time
way
to get
more
there.
Beautiful than that.
I was so sweet. But you were just like, that's all I kind of remember. And then you're stumbling so much. You go, you look back and you go, guys, you can come out. So I see a figure walking towards us and I'm like, hi. Cause I just thought, I knew it was a photographer. I didn't realize who it was. And when I realize it's Jesse, like when my brain registers, I go, oh my God. As he's walking up and he's like, go. And so then you like start proposing and you get down on one knee and you were just so cute. And I giggled the entire time. Like I was just like, hee, cause I was so like nervous for you. And then when you finally ask, I said yes first because I've seen so many proposals where like they don't say yes first. They like are like so excited. They're like excited about the ring, excited about everything that they don't even like say yes. So I made sure to say yes, didn't even look at the ring, said yes, gave you a kiss, gave you a hug. And then you're like, did you say yes? I was like, I said
no,
yes.
So cute. Like again, you were saying you can prep as much as you want. You can prep your speech. You can prep everything. But then it like all goes out of your mind. Yeah. And like, I love how genuine everything was. Aww. like the photos of like you like jumping I think is my favorite
it's so
photo
funny.
Over all the other ones like you jumping I was just
that.
Like that is Remy
and
I
need to crying. Post
that and you
were crying and I said you did it but I was so I wasn't even excited about the fact that you proposed like I obviously I was but like I said you did it because you got through the proposal because I saw
it.
How much
yeah.
stress it was causing you
oh my
and
God.
I felt so badly and like wanted it to be over for you so I was like you did it and I like hugged you. I was like, you did it. Like you got through it. I was so excited. And then we spent like actually 10 minutes just like taking photos. Like that was literally it because we took like three different photos, like took some photos of like pretending like he was proposing again so we could like get like closer shots. Mm-hmm. And then we were just like, I was in such a haze and I know you were in such, you were on, I got a full like clip of Cal having a come down. He was just like walking back and forth like, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah. I can't remember anything, but I'm just, hey, my part, it's over.
No, you
now
killed it. You
she
really
can do
did.
The rest.
we just said on the last episode, we were like, 99% of the things Cal's not going to give a shit about when it comes to planning the wedding. Mm-hmm. But the 1% that you're like, no, I want this.
Non-negotiables. Yeah. I'm already aware. And she was like, you're going to be very particular about music, which mm-hmm. we already know.
Oh yeah,
but like it,
for
as
sure.
you should be.
Yeah, like there's gonna be at least 50 songs that we have to play that I like.
I love that.
How? Yeah. This is a fan question, but how was the post engagement night? Night.
How was it
for the first time?
It was pretty good.
Next. Yeah!
Ollie has a question.
We finally kissed.
Make that a TikTok, please.
Obviously, that's what we said.
I can't.
took forever.
Yes, Ollie.
Well, it's funny because he said, do y'all kiss?
We do now.
We finally do.
We do now.
Thank you so much. I have a random question. But yes. Like now, if you could go back, is there anything you would change?
I wish I could go back in time and not badger you so much. I really do. I feel really badly.
Well,
about
I mean, it was kind of funny. It was like half funny, half
annoying.
Like infuriating because I was like, why is she doing this to herself? But then I would laugh and I'd be like, she's really just doing this to herself. Like, oh my God. I wouldn't change anything. Probably.
I love the story. I was telling Alicia how it's like, it was the perfect mix of me being prepared and aware and suspicious, but also still not knowing. So it was still like a really fun surprise for me, but I felt so comfortable because I was prepared and because I had mentally prepared myself.
I will say the photos of that place that we were at in the springtime with all the like the flowers blooming
Aww.
Does look amazing. And part of me does wish that like there was more color involved in the photos, but like, doesn't matter.
I loved still really it. Nice. I yeah. loved it. It was my dream proposal.
Yeah. And like the fountain with like, there was like these really jungly like trees, like this really like big, like falling down leaves. I don't even know what you call them, but like, it just looked really cool. I liked it. I assume you liked it. You say you like it. So
it was perfect. It was exactly what I could have. I didn't dream very much about what I wanted, but it was exactly what I would have wanted.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm pretty sure if we put up beach proposal photos, like, I mean, there's already 50 others, so people just scroll by and not even notice, you know?
That's not true.
Okay, all right. But, you know, there's a lot of, like, there's just a lot.
Well, when you first said Santa Barbara, I was expecting a beach proposal. I really was. And well, then when I got there and saw the place, I was like, oh, maybe it would be here.
I was really going to do it, yeah.
What I told Rem in the last one, I was like, I love how you took your time doing it. You did it in a way you wanted to do. I feel like it was the perfect timing, the perfect weekend. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just so excited.
It was nice to just tell, like, the close friends and family first before coming out with it and everything.
Oh, I agree. I was saying how I had so many friends and family to call after it happened that I was calling in the car on the way to dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like I'm so glad that the dinner was late because she had like an hour's worth of phone calls
like
to get
one
through.
After the other, after the other, after, and I felt bad. I had to cut it short because I was like, I got to call more people because I just didn't want anyone to feel left out. And then even at dinner, I was like, I still have to tell more people, but everybody was so sweet and supportive and excited. And I was telling Alicia how you told all your friends at your like gaming group chat and how all the guys were just like, congrats, congrats. And then Kristen was like, tell me everything, which I love. I was like, the difference between all of us.
Yeah. Like all of my guy friends are just like, dude, that's sick.
I know. I was talking about, I told this a long time ago, but when I was in my office and you and Blake were having a conversation and you were like, dude, we went ring shopping. And he was like, dude, that's awesome. And then it was the end of the conversation. Yeah. And I was like,
he was like, no way. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And that was it.
That was it. Never talked about it again.
Never. Yeah. I was like, but Blake is so sweet. He watched the dogs while we went. Mm-hmm. It was so nice.
I asked him, I was like, are the girls going? He was like, no, there's no dogs allowed.
Yeah. Okay. That was like the one thing that I was like pretty sad about. Cause I thought like, it would be really cool to have the dogs for like a photo at least, and for them to be there. Cause I thought for a minute, I was like, Remy would really like to have all the dogs there. But for me, the one that has to keep like feeding them and everything, I'd be like, man, that would just be
you
even
know
more
what
stressful.
Added a thing.
I would literally forget to feed them. Like, I would forget to feed them.
Yeah, they look really hungry today.
Picture Luna would find a way to get in the photos or like be pooping in the background.
She would be. She'd find the ring and eat the ring before. She would.
Oh
she
my
would.
God.
She would. We keep making jokes that she's going to eat the ring and then we're going to have to like fish it out.
No, you're
like,
not taking that off your finger.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, it's never coming off. I have like a little ring sizer on it too, which like kind of like.
Did you put it on?
Yeah, I put it on. I have it on. So the ring's a little too big, but I don't want to get it resized yet. So you can buy these little like plasticky spirals on Amazon.
It
comes in different like sizes of spiral, so you can make it smaller or bigger. And this is perfect because now it fits perfectly. And also it like keeps it from getting scratched.
Question about the ring. Nice. Because you bought it so long ago, did both of you like forget what it looked like?
I forgot. I told him that I've been wondering it for like 2 months. Like, I forget what I chose. I knew like the style and I knew exactly like kind of what it was going to look like. But even for a pave band, they had like 30 different options. So I was like, I don't remember which one I picked. So when the proposal happened after we were like coming down, I was like, oh my God, I literally forgot what it looked like.
You're like, wait, she's stunning.
I did a great job.
Cal did a good job.
Cal did a great job. I did a good pick though.
You did
February.
A good pick.
Yeah,
he's like, if
pick.
I'm paying for it, I did a good job.
You did a great job, babe. Thank you so much. It's so beautiful. It's so perfect.
I am just so happy for both of you.
Thank you. I seriously am
so happy we can now talk about it.
Yay!
And I respect you guys so much as a couple. And I look up to you guys so
thank
much.
Thank you.
And I love how even though you film your life and document your life, it wasn't like you guys truly love each other. And it's not about like content. I'm going to cry. I just really respect that like you guys keep stuff to yourself and like people can say whatever, but I don't know. I love it so much. And I love you guys.
That.
I'm so excited.
We appreciate it.
And I'm going to start planning your bachelorette.
I know. Wait, can I ask a few more questions or should we wrap?
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas? We haven't really talked about this. Do you know where you want the wedding to be?
No.
Oh, well.
That's part of the 99%.
Yeah.
Well, what's so funny? We get back from Santa Barbara and after all you guys left, and Remy was like, do you even want a wedding? Like, I don't even know if I even want a wedding. And I was like, you want a wedding. I know you do. Where is all this coming
did
from?
Did I not just say that?
I did say, like, a few months ago, before I even thought a proposal was happening, I was just like, I don't know if I want a wedding because I'm seeing so many friends plan and how stressful it is and how expensive it is. And I'm like, I don't know, especially after like birthday parties where I've thrown like wedding sized birthday parties and didn't have a fun time. I'm like, am I even going to have fun? Is it even worth it? But ultimately, we will have a wedding. Even if it's small, we will have a wedding.
And here's the thing. I actually fully respect, I've heard of a lot of people too who are like, you know what? I'm not going to have a wedding because we would rather just save that money for a house or a down payment or et cetera. You're Miss Remy Ashton. We know you're going to have a wedding. So it's not that we're fighting you. We just know you're going to have one.
No, it's true. It's true.
As much as the sky is blue, Remy wants a wedding.
Exactly.
I do.
It does. I mean,
we've been to a couple weddings, but they were like, we went to a work wedding, right? Was that my first wedding? At an only wedding, I think. Oh, we went to your family's wedding. I didn't know anybody there. So like, coming up very soon are my first wedding where like I know the people. And all the weddings we've been to have been stunning, but I just didn't feel like emotionally tied yet. So I think when I go to my first wedding, or we all go to the first wedding that I'm going to in a couple of weeks, I think that's when I'm going to be like, oh my God. Okay. I can't wait to have a wedding.
Even like Abigail's Bachelorette, how she was just so overwhelmed with joy seeing her two worlds collide. Like that's what it's also. I think you're just going to love like seeing your whole life, like Kaylee next to someone you never thought she'd meet. And like, you know what
true.
I mean?
That's so true. I know. I'm excited. I told Alicia we'll probably start planning like next year. Like we can take a cool long break before.
Let's enjoy some time before more planning needs to be done.
I agree with that. Yeah. Kyle's like planned out. We're good. We're good.
So give me a break.
We're good. Anything else you want to add, babe?
It's happening.
What else is there?
Look at that thing.
Well, thank you for being so patient with me. Sorry again for being a bridezilla.
Don't be sorry.
A fianzilla.
Thank you for being the best friend ever.
Thank you to Ollie. Thank you to Lauren. Thank you to Mia. Thank you to my mom. Thank you to my dad. Thank you to Shane. Thank you to Kaylee. Thank you to Murph.
Thank you to Belle
for doing the Botox in my shoulders. Oh my God. Yeah. I filmed a video. I don't know if you knew this. I did a get ready with me to glow up video, to get engaged. And I started filming that obviously weeks ago.
I saw it.
Just in case it was going to happen. And, the people are loving it. The masses have agreed. It's the best video I've ever
made.
You
left out three very important, little doggos in your thank you speech.
Momo Daisy Luna. Sorry. I left it a lot of people, but I love you all so much. And thank you. Thank you for putting up with me. And thank you for proposing. And thank you for being the best.
We love you so much.
Thank you for saying yes.
Anyways, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Pretty Basic. Don't forget to listen to next week's, where it was an episode filmed before Remy knew that I knew and I sound like an absolute bitch.
It was so funny. I know I came home and I was like, Alicia doesn't care about me.
We love you guys so much. Everyone go comment on their engagement photos, a little ring emoji, and we'll know you came from the pod.
We love you. Do a little frog emoji and then a ring emoji because frogs are engaged.
Frogs.
Love you guys. Bye.
I don't get it.
It's an inside joke.
Oh. Bye.
Sorry.